To a great degree, this working out of karma for eating the animals is automatic. There are chemical and etheric constituents of dead animal bodies to the human who consumes animal flesh, and these accumulations are very harmful in terms of health. They speed aging and decay of tissues. They slow the brain and coat the arteries, veins, lymph passages, and digestive tract. The result is illness, early aging, early loss of vitality, and death at an age sooner that would be otherwise have been the case. By suffering these extra illnesses and the early death, each human who has eaten animal cadavers, and thus contributed to their death, fully sets aside his part of the karma that arose with the death of the animals consumed. The tragedy is that these illnesses, the rapid aging, and the early death need not occur. In the new age about to break like a glorious dawn upon this planet, men will recognize their responsibility to the lesser animal kingdoms of life, and never again will an animal have to be sacrificed for the sake of hunger or find a grave in the stomach of a human being. Much of the responsibility for the carnage among the animals rests with those who actively seek to promote the eating of dead flesh. These few who have managed to convince most people that they must eat large quantities of animal protein in order to have a balanced diet. The false myth has been promulgated that man's body loses protein through daily activity, and that the lost must be replenished by eating animal flesh. Nothing could be further from the truth, for the human body is fully capable of recycling all of its protein, requiring additional protein only during the youth phase of rapid growth and in the case of accidents. Of course, few in the Western world could survive if they were abruptly to stop all protein intake, for their bodies have lost the ability to recycle any protein due to the large overdoses of protein that they have been taking in for years. In effect, the body, specifically the liver, becomes lazy and ceases to work at recycling its own protein, knowing that it will receive a large quantity of outside protein to be used instead. However, it would be found by any who cared to make the test that over a period of 12 to 18 months, the body's ability to recycle its own protein could gradually be reawakened, and that protein intake could eventually be cut to the equivalent of mere 4 peanuts a day. Many could even do without this small amount, but we wish to allow for variations in metabolism and certain congenital conditions which require a minima protein supplement on a daily basis. Any who care to proceed with this dietary revision and to gain health and vigor that it will certainly bring should begin by dropping red meat from their diet. Only fish and fowl should be allowed for a period of 2 months, these being gradually replaced with dairy foods like cheese and eggs. Periodic fasts should be taken for short durations, the safest fasts being those identified as juice fasts or fruit fasts. Fasting is a highly individual matter, and the person seeking to fast without supervision should monitor himself carefully and generally not overdo the process until some familiarity with it is achieved. We suggest a fast no more than 3 to 4 days and no oftener than once every 2 months as a safe schedule to begin with. After the white meat has been fully replaced by dairy foods, there will come a point in time when the dairy products give a sensation of fullness and surfeit when eaten. This is a signal from the body that the dairy products can begin to be reduced. They can gradually be replaced with the lighter forms of vegetable protein, such as nuts and beans. Those dairy products that may not give the full feeling can be continued, for example, milk, cottage cheese, yogurt, and the like. By the time the experimenter has reached the latter stage, a marked improvement in health and vitality should have made itself felt. For those in excellent health wishing to test the idea of 100% recycling, we recommend caution and someone who is medically trained and sympathetic to these concepts.